Okay. Okay, good afternoon, the Versailles. Even without asking for a show of hands, I would imagine that everyone in this room probably had the following experience at least once in your life. You're in a small shul someplace, and there's a relatively limited number of people, and it doesn't have to be a shul. You're in a small room someplace, or actually it happened to me last Sunday at Newark Airport. I was leaving for Eretz Yisrael. I just came back this morning, and we're trying to put together a minyan for Mincha or for Ma'ariv or something. You know, you're with a group that wants a daven. There's a small number of people, so you count up, and it appears that there are only 9 adults in the room. And then in the back, you notice there's a boy standing next to his father, and you look at the kid, and he looks like, you know, he could be around 12, 13, 14, sometimes not so easy to tell. So he asks the father, he says, excuse me, sir, is your son bar mitzvah? So the father says, yes. So Ach Baruch Hashem, we have a menu, we can get started. Or can we? So that's the question which I'd like to look at today, the Nemonos of a father concerning his son's age. Obviously, this quote-unquote testimony of the father is going to be no gela halachic. Let's say nobody else joins the minyan. You're relying on what the father said. You're going to say Kaddish or Baruch Hu or Kedusha or whatever. The Dvarim Shebekedusha require a minyan, obviously. So it's no gela to the whole tzibur. And the question is, does the father have Nemonos to declare that the son is, in fact, bar mitzvah? As I say, this question comes up from time to time, as I imagine all of you have been in such a situation, maybe at least once. I know I said many times, including this last week. And we asked the father, and the father said the boy's a bar mitzvah, and that's it. So we usually believe the father. So what exactly is the nemonis of the father? So I know that in the Beina semester in learning this past week, they were concentrating, I was told, on the fourth parak. This is nogea to a gemara in the fourth parak and daf ayin dalet, but it's really the point of departure is the sugi in the third parak. Daf Sama Gimel, and I guess I could have printed the fourth parak Makoros first, except that Lemaisa, most of the Rishonim discussed this particular Shiloh in the third parak, so we'll start with there, we'll get to what's in the fourth parak later. Everyone's learning the fourth parak, Alav Dafke, whatever, okay. There was no gay to the fourth parak also. We'll begin with the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel and Beis here in Kedushin, going over to Samach Dan Alav in the first source. I don't know if we're going to cover everything in the packets, which you're welcome to keep afterwards. If you want to do further investigation, the Gemara says as follows: Tanya Kavosav Chizda, Bini Zeh Ben Yud Gimel Shana Biyomechad. Father testifies, my son is 13 years old. He's bar mitzvah. People make a mistake when it says 13 years old in one day. It doesn't mean one day after his 13th birthday. The 13th birthday is when you're 13 in one day, because the 13th year ended the night before. I've had at least twice that I can remember panic phone calls. From both times from women, from mothers, though actually one time was from a mother calling on Friday afternoon, frantic. The son's bar mitzvah was that Shabbos, Bo Bayom was that Shabbos, and the whole family was coming in, the boy was laying and dumping the whole thing, and the mother said she just heard, somehow someone mentioned it on Shabbos, Friday afternoon, she just heard you have to be 13 years in one day. Tamari is 13, so she was panicking. He read the wrong sentence, all the family was in and so forth. She said, what are we going to do? Is there any way out? I said, no problem, everything's fine. That's the day. You're 13 in one day on your 13th birthday, because the 13th year ended at the end of the previous day, right? That was one. Another time, I was asked to speak in the afternoon at a bar mitzvah, the neighbor. It was a long Shabbos afternoon. In the summertime, some say one of the shir in the afternoon. So I spoke in the house. I spoke about determining the age of a boy when he becomes bar mitzvah. Exactly. How do we know 13? Whatever. So I mentioned this point, and I saw the mother in the turn white. When I mentioned about 13, she asked me afterwards, what do you mean 13 in one day? Today was the bar mitzvah. So people mix up, but that's the din. It means when you're bar mitzvah. Anyway, the Gemara says, the father says, B'ni Zeh ben Yud Gimel Shana, right? The father testifies that the boy is 13 years old, or B'ti Zubas Yud Beis Shana, the girl is 12, same thing. So the Gemara says, Neman l'nedarim v'lacharamu l'akdeishos l'arachim. The Gemara says, the father's testimony is accepted, is believed, with regards to nedarim, let's say the young man, the one who took a neder, so it's held responsible. Charamim, you dedicate something for, you know, Cherem, for the Beis HaMikdash, or Hekdeshus, a Makdish something, Arachim, person's Erechi Olai, and so on. In other words, the child, the young man, the young woman, we'll focus on men right now, the young man, the boy, is considered to be Chayiv based upon the fact that the father said he's Bar Mitzvah, so his Hekdesh and his Makdish, his Erech and everything else counts. So if the Gemara would end right there, so we'd have an answer to our question. We can assume, obviously, we believe the father. The father says he's 13, so we believe him, and that's it. So that would be the end of the Gemara, it would be fine. But the Gemara right away says, Sanof Dalanov, off the top of the page, Avalo Lamako Salonshin. But we do not accept the father's testimony insofar as giving the child makos or onshin, onshin bezdin, for something he may have violated, just then. We don't assume, we know that a katan is generally potter from onshin. A katan is not punished by bezdin. So just the fact that a father says that he's over bar mitzvah is not enough that the bezdin will administer onshin bezdin, whether it's malchus or anything else, based on the father's testimony. So obviously we now need to examine. So one second, so we have two different statements in the Gemara. In one case, there is nemonos in the father. In other cases, not nemonos in the father. So obviously, we have to figure out what are the gedarim, which one is the rule, and what's the exception to the rule. Words, we're asking a different question. It doesn't seem to be included in any of the cases the Gemara mentioned. So do we say that generally the father is nemon, but makos and onshin are exception? We say it the other way. Generally, the father's testimony is not accepted, but the charamim and hakdeshas and nedarim are the exceptions. So that's what we need to figure out. So that's what we'll try and go through. So Rashi explains, on the second source, Rashi Ben Yud Gimel Obas Yud Beis Nidrei Neder Hakdesh and Hakdesh Ulinyan Onshin Shel Kol Mitzvos Im Aviyu Shtei Saras. So Rashi now brings in the issue of Avos Simonim, right, the signs of physical maturity, and that plays a role. Rashi says that we'll see. It's actually Machlokas Rishonim. We're not going to talk that much about that, but obviously it plays an important role here. You know, what does the child look like? Does the child have the physical signs of a physical maturity? So that's usually a simon that the child is a gadol. However, if it's sometimes possible for even a younger child, much younger, to have certain bodily symptoms that are just really it's just a growth of some sort, it's not indicative of any physical maturity, of full physical maturity. So Rashi says that that's where the father's testimony comes in. Rashi on Tzamad Dalam and Aleph says, "Charon and Hechrim mechem harei cherem ubet akabayis ukodshim vechenu amar erchi alai nerach and son avalolim makos lahafzik sarosheim mecheskes simen lilkos ulahanish." Just to say, the boy has the physical signs, but that's not enough. You need some kind of independent corroboration. He's in fact reached that age for the purpose of malchus and other onshei bezdin. Okay, so we have again. It doesn't help us in terms of our question because the Gemara has two different statements, and we need to figure out what the gedarim here are. The Rambam Paskins, Parag Beis of Ilchus Yishon Alocha Chav Gimel, Ha'av She'amar B'ni Zeb Ben Teisha Shon Yom Echad, that's for other dinim, or B'ti Zubal Shalosh Shon Yom Echad, Neman L'Karbon Olo Lamachos Onshin, B'ni Zeb, our case, B'ni Zeb Ben Shalosh Shosh Shon Yom Echad, B'ti Zubal Shtemes Shon Yom Echad, Neman L'Darn L'Erchon L'Chamak, Teisha Shon Lamachos Olo Onshin. So Rambam Paskins straight out like the Gemara, does not give us any reason why in one case the father is Neman, in the other case the father is not Neman. And therefore, he leaves us just to paskins like the Gemara, la halacha, but doesn't give us any of the gedarim. So Tosas there in Kiddush and Sam of Daru Alav from the fifth source, Divim Asal Neman Ladarin says, you know why? Because Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. Okay, issues such as Hektish and Ladarim, these are in the category of Bisurin Isavahetir. So we have a general rule that Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, that the regular requirement for two independent Eidim are not related to each other, and so on and so forth. That's by Eidim in a court. That's by Eidim in a Bezdim. But here, in the matters of Isavahetir, we say Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, and therefore the father can be believed. And what that would mean is, of course, incidentally, as a side point, it would seem to me that based on the statement of the father, the child would be usher to do any of the acts, just wouldn't be punished in Bezin. In other words, for Bezin punishment, that far we don't go. That's beyond Eid Echad, and we'll see later. But Lemaisa, there would be no ownership in Bezin. But Tosa says it's all based on Eid Echad, Nehem Yisur. Now, what about other cases not mentioned in the Gemara? The Gemara, again, mentions Nidarim, Charamim, Hekdeshos, Erchon on one side, we believe the father. Makos and Onshin, we don't believe the father. What about other cases the Gemara doesn't discuss? The Rishonim talk about it. So the Chiddush HaRashba, here in Kiddushin Samach Gimel Beis Sor 6, he says, Dibam Askel B'ni Zeb and Yud Gimel Shon, etc. He says, Avalo Lamakos is not believed for Makos, or Onshin V'hu Adin Lamoman. V'hu Adin Lamoman. So the Rashba in this statement says, also in matters of Dine Momenis, it's not believed. And if you're not believed, the father's testimony in terms of Dine Momenis matters are also not. It's V'hu Adin Lamoman. And he says, "Vafilo heavy beisaris." Even if he has some of the physical symptoms, but again, he goes on. Unless you have full physical symptoms, that again, the details of that is not so pertinent for us. But again, he says, "Somchen amenusa aba filo makos onshin." The Rashba says it's important. He says that if the child, the young man, has the full noticeable physical symptoms, again, he has bodily hair and so on, it's clear that he's older, then you can believe the father even for makos and onshin, because there's no real question there. But again, that's the physical issue is a side point, important, but not what we're stressing here. What I'm just trying to point out is the Pedusha Rashba says, "Hu adin lamama." Also, monetary matters, we also don't believe the father. The Ritva has a couple important things that are relevant to us. The Ritva is in Kiddushin, Samech, Daud, Amin, Aleph, Dibam Asul, Chosu, Tosus. The Ritva says He mentions Lahashlim Asar Beis HaKnes. I want to come back to. I'll read it now since we have this a preview of what we'll come to later. Because of Atav Betosus B'Shem Ben Yitzchak B'Shmuel Zal to Lahashlim Asar Beis HaKnes Ha'av V'Ha'Aim Nemonim. I wanted to underscore this Ritva right now because he mentioned not only Av but Aim as well. This discussion, the Gemara talks about the father, the Rambam talks about the father, but the Ritva is clear that the same thing with regards to the mother. This idea of being able to testify as to the age of the child, there's no difference here between father and mother. I say no difference. There is a tshuva from the Ragat Shover in a collection of tshuvas called Salmos Yosef in Simen Chav Daud Oz Daud. He says if there seems to be a dispute, if there's a machlokas between the father and the mother, so then we rely on the father, not the mother. But other than that, the mother's testimony at Torah Tzadik's age council, so that's what I'm going to bring out from this Ritva. We'll come back to what he says, Lahashim Asar, that was our problem. We'll come back to that at the end, but that's what I wanted to mention here. Now he also adds Avalola Chalitz on the second line. So now the Ritva brings in another area of halacha. We also don't accept the testimony of the father and mother. That's also Chalitza. So the Rashba added on Huadin Lamaman. We don't accept the Lamaman as the father's testimony. And the Ritva brings in also Avalola Chalitza. Because he says, why? Dumi Demakas or Onshin, the Dabar Sheba Erva. Right? It's the Dabar Sheba Erva, ain't Dabar Sheba Erva, Pachas Mishnaim. So the Ritva writes that it's in the same category. As Makas Onchins, it mentions Chalitza also. Okay, so the Hagos Maimonides as well. On that Rambam Hilchos Ishus Perak Beis Alachachav Gimel, verse number 8, quotes V'chosim Sefer Chuma, Dehu Adin L'Chalitza Sheino Neman. We don't matter regarding Chalitza. Again, means you have a situation where this young man is the brother of his older brother died, right? You know the dinim, right? The brother, couple was married, suddenly the husband, maybe not suddenly, whatever, the husband died, and they hadn't had any children, so you have to have Yibum or Chalitza done by the next, by one of the brothers. So, let's say this brother, this kid, is he Bar Mitzvah, not Bar Mitzvah, meanwhile she wants to marry somebody else, she doesn't want to wait around anymore. So the father says, yes, don't worry, he can perform Chalitza, and he can do the whole Chalitza ceremony, she's free to get married to whoever she wants. So again, the question is, do you believe the father's testimony with regards to the fact that this boy is Bar Mitzvah for the purpose of Chalitza? So the Ritva says, and the Hagos Maimonides says, in the name of the Sefer Truma, Chalitza Eino Neman. Same thing, again, the Sefer Truma, I printed here in source 9, is Hilchas Chalitza Sim Kuflan and Gimel. Omer Mor Ben Yitzhak, we're Shmuel, I guess, the Eino of Em Nemanin. With regards to Chalitza, the father and the mother, not Neman. Okay? And he says, why? Again, this is a stricter area of halacha. They'll get to a stricter dinim and so on than hektish. And therefore, he says, it's in the category of makos for onshin. There's a long Mordechai discusses there in Yevamos, in Perak Mitzvah Chalitza, source number 10. It's Remez Nunches and part of Nuntes. I printed here. He quotes many, many poskim from that time. If you look in source 10, again, this is Yevamos, Perak Mitzvah Chalitza. Remez Nunches, Lashon Avi Asav, Reisi Tshuva, Shapasko, Rabbanon Shapiro, Rab Meir, Rab Konimus, Rab Enochonus, Rab Meir, Rab Asher Levi, De'ein Lahachshir, Sakotin, Lo Lachlots, Lo Liabim, De'edos Krovim, De'edos Avim. He also mentions Aim. We do not rely on the father's testimony to say that the child is able to perform Chalitza or able to perform Yibum. V'chein Pasak HaMaimon, we just saw Perek Shem Yishas, V'chein Kasar Ben Menachem, V'chein Yitzkim Rehuda Ber Konimus, Rab Ben Moshe Ber Mordechai, Ben Baruch Ber Shmuel. He gives a whole all-star lineup of all the major poskim, I guess, of his time, who all said you cannot accept with regards to Chalitza. Then he mentions, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that even if we saw, someone's going to say, okay, we'll come back to this point also, that Huchzal Pishchein Osel, right, that the neighbors know about it, or that the kid was called up for an aliyah. People say, what do you mean? I go, well, the kid for an aliyah, right? That shows he's bar mitzvah. No, because some people, at least in those days, not on today, but he says, Sheyesh be'adam nogin likos b'nei l'sefer Torkish nichnasam v'tokshol sheshay shana. It would be makel to give a kid an aliyah even before the age of 13. Okay, because cotton all of the minyan shiva, strictly medina de gemara, remember Megillah, right? Cotton is counts for minyan shiva. So we don't do it today. But in any event, that's not enough of a raya. Okay, that's not considered enough of a chazoka. And again, later on, he writes davar shiva erba. Tzarich edus berura al mispashon lachaziv gadol begam tzarich leboka. You have to know physically as well. And all this is based on ein dorash erba pachas mishnayim, and therefore it's like makas v'onshin. So again, in the area of chalitza. He says that in order to say that the Remez Nuntes, he quotes from Yoel HaLevi, that in order to say that the child can do Chalitza, it's not enough that the father says something, you have to have another aide with him, you have to have two different people, it's a regular din of Eidus, and Lo Sharina Lachot Ela Be'edim. Okay? Good. So that's what many say. However, for full disclosure, if we look at source 11 and 12, not all Rishonim seem to agree with that with regard to Chalitza. The Piskei Riaz and Kiddushin Perak Dal, that's Perak Asor Yuchsin, and Os Yud Zayin, of Halacha Aleph, it's quoted in the Shulta Gibor in the back, on the Rif, Daf Lamed Beis Manav, on the page of the Rif in Kiddushin, source 11, of a Sefer Truma, Omer Behilchas Chalitza, She'ein Av Neman Av Beno, Lachziko Gadol B'Chalitza, we saw that, but, says the Riaz, V'ein Shita Talmud Kedvar, it's against the Gemara, because he says, well, the Gemara said, what it said, the Gemara said, it's only Makas or Onshin, so, you know, what gives you the right to bring in other things? Okay, and therefore, Shav Neman al Tolus Beno Lomer Shvizman Ploni Nolad Beinian Zenod Beinim Lahaylav BeMamon Kigon Lachziko Bechor VeLosel Pishnayim. That's what's relevant to the fourth parak of Kedushin. We got up to that Davayim Dalad, right? That with the Yakir, that the father has the right. We'll come back to the Gemara, but that's the father. We believe the father is saying this boy is the Bechor, this son is the Bechor, and so on. That's no Geir Adine Mamonis. So we do believe the father, or to say that he's not to apostle him from. You know, he's a Ben. You know, he's not my son. He's a mom. Whatever details. Okay. So the Gemara said, Chutz min amakas v'onshin. So Chutz min amakas v'onshin. I mean, Chutz min amakas v'onshin. You can't bring in other stuff. Okay, there you need aid and sherem and so on and so forth, but in other cases not. So the Shulta Gemara quotes this Lashon Riaz that disagrees with the other Rishonim that we quoted and says, no, you can't accept it for Chalitza. He learns that the statement of the Gemara, which is Dafka, is the second statement of the Gemara. It says, we don't accept the father's testimony for Makos and Onshin. And Makos and Onshin means Makos and Onshin, period. And you don't add anything else. Also, it looks like that, interesting, from a Tshuva Sarash Boa in the source 12, Tshuva Sarash Boa Chadoshos, was against the Rashbo we quoted above, but he says Ulingan got Luso for different matters about a shtar mistabrisha of Neman. Okay, why? Because you only don't believe the father for Makas Onshin, and the Rashbo says at the end there in 12, Eduzul Ola Makas Onshin. This is not a din of Makas Onshin. So if it's not Makas Onshin, that's it. So it sounds like he's saying Dafka Makas Onshin, but all other, you know, we do believe. Again, it's a bit of a steer to Rashbo you mentioned above. All right, so Machlokas Rishonim, but as we saw, the Rove of the Rishonim seemed to say that we extend the non-reliability of the father, the non-lack of Nemanus of the father, we extend it beyond, aside from the Shulta Geborim quoting the Riaz and his Tshuvas Harashbo, but most assume the other way. So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, verse 13, Hilchas Chalitza, Deben Ezra Simon Kuf Samach Tes Sifid Aleph, Ein Somchin B'mi and Hashonim, Lo Al Pi Krov, Lo Pi Noshim, El Al Pi Eidim K'sherim Lohoy. Okay? We'll come back to other things there, but it's got to be Shelo Al Pi Ha'av, and so we have to know only Shelo Al Pi Ha'av, and that's what we accept L'Halacha. Is that, that's what says Shulchan Aruch. We don't accept the testimony of the father, other than the cases where we do, because the Gemara says some of the first. Nota Behuda has a tshuva, 14, Madura Kama Chelik Eben Ezra Simon Tzadi Gimel. Okay, he had a case that was someone asked about a Yavam case, the father, right? Al Dvar Shelos of Yavam Cotton, the Aviv made love Shu Ben Yudgim, Shonav Yeshel Saras Harbe, he looks mature and so on, but not quite clear, whatever, it's not fully developed and so on. So he says, look, Hine Din Zeh Pashut Petur Simon Kuf Samach Tzadi Shulchan Aruch Sifid Aleph. I mean, another Behuda says, it says in the Gemara that we don't rely for Chalitza. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Hilchas Chalitza, that we don't rely on it. However, he says, and he quotes the Mordechai, you look in the second, third to last line there on that page, in source 14. U'Mordechai perek mitzvah chalitza mevur dover zeh barucha b'shem gonim harbe ma'od b'rosh ha'amarim. He saw all those all-star team, you know, that I mentioned before, all those major gonim and marim. He says, however, I like to look into different things. Liosi oy lachkor kol dover achar shorosho v'lo matzosi l'dover zeh shorosh. I didn't find this exclusion that we don't believe in by chalitza. Lo be Gemara, I didn't see this anywhere in the Gemara. Okay, it's very nice that all these Rishonim extended the lack of Nemanus to Chalitza, but Nodav Yehuda says, but I didn't see it in the Gemara. And not only that, not only in the Gemara, I didn't see it v'lo b'shlosha amudei Hora harifa Rama Varash. And not in the Rif and not in the Rama Varash. We generally assume that the more the principle, that's the Beis Yosef writes, right, in his introduction, he says, he's going to pass on the Shulchan Aruch, he's going to look at the three. You know, how, you're familiar with this? That the Yosef Kara writes that when he decides how he's going to paskan halacha, he's going to look at the three major, he considers the three major morei hara among the Rishonim, the Hainu, the Rif, the Ram, and the Rosh. There are many others, Balatosis, and there's, you know, many other people, many other Rishonim, but he considers these to be the big three, and that's what he says when there's a machlokas, he'll follow two out of the three. He's a Sfarad. The two out of the three were a Sfaradim, right? The Ram and the Rif was a Sfaradim, and the Rosh was Ashkenazi. Okay, the Yosef Kara was a Sfaradim as well. Sometimes he goes the other way. But very often, even when he doesn't pasken like the Rambam, he has such deference in the Rambam, he quotes it as a Yesh Omam, even if he doesn't quote like that, doesn't pasken like that. But anyway, the Nod of Yehuda here says, again, Ebn Ezra Simin Sadi Gimel, Madura Kama, he says, it's very nice that all these great Rishonim, the Mordechai quoted, they all extend the lack of Nemanos of the Father to Chalitz as well. But if it doesn't say that in the Gemara anywhere, it doesn't say in the Rif, it doesn't say in the Rambam, it doesn't say in the Rosh, okay, and he said they quote the Rambam. We look carefully at the Rambam. We saw the Rambam. The Rambam didn't say it in Chalitza. The Rambam says and he quotes the Rambam verbatim. We don't rely, but he's not talking about Chalitza. Okay, so you don't have any Ryan. He quotes the others. So therefore, he says, and he says in the next page, "Avel Chalitza Lamalei Neman." Why shouldn't he be Neman for Chalitza? Okay, it says in the Gemara. Look at the last line of that paragraph. Hare Shamlo Nizkalo Sheino Neman LaMakas Olshin. The Gemara says he's not Neman for Makas and Olshin. So. You know, how do we extend the Chalitza? However, the Buddha said, look, but it does say some Shulchan Aruch. What are you going to do? You know, so he says, but I think there's another Tziruf, okay, like in the case he was talking about, that the boy looked older, he looked physically more mature, so he can mitzar of that nearly the Hakim. Okay, but he does, so say at the end, you have to, I want to get the approval of other Rabbanim of our time. You know, the Buddha was, he was a Gal Hadar, he was humble, he said, look, I don't want to say this on my own, because it's against the Shulchan Aruch, so you'll, Al Kalponim Yishol Od Echad Ne Rabbanim Hador Harim Lahara. Okay, but anyway, so that's another Behudas. He's not so convinced of the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting, on that Simon Kuf Samach Tes, and Ebn Ezer, the Pischei Tshuva, in Source 15, the Pischei Tshuva, in Simon Sifkat and Yud Gimel, quotes this Nod Behuda, and he says, look, the Nod Behuda could have brought, he was surprised, that the Pischei Tshuva was surprised that the Nod Behuda didn't bring as a raya those we shown that I showed you before, including that Shulta Giborim. Right? In other words, he says, "Ktsas chiddush al agon." The Behuda says, "Shalom hevi b'zeh divrei shulta gevorim sof kedushin duhtanu d'nisayele." And the Behuda leans to be mekel and says, "It doesn't apply to chalitza." He says, "It would have been, you know, I'm surprised he didn't bring that shulta gevorim." Okay, but that's the Pischei Tshuva. He's not saying he agrees, but he just quotes that on that siman in Siman Kuf Samach Tes. However, the fact is, if you look, for example, the Ramo elsewhere in Hilchos Kedushin, Ebn Ezra Siman Mem Gimel Sif Beis in 16, that's talking about. Another general marriage issue, kedushin issue. Okay, he says the Ramor writes the ayin lekama. Okay, hamakadosh saktana. Right, the person is makadosh a girl when she's younger and so on. So it's to do with the din of miyun, which we're not going into the details now. But the Ramor says, look ahead, look in Siman Kuf Samach Tes regarding chalitza, who's neman to say it's a katan or not, and therefore he says here it's a sofik kedushin, which means that the Ramor extends it to other areas besides. Not talking about chalitza, but he extends what the Shulchan Aruch says about chalitza to other areas of kedushin as well. Okay, and that's how it's based on the Tshuva Maram Rutenberg, which I don't have the sheets because it's not in the Bar Ilan. It's the Fus Levuv Siman Shin Pei Tes, and that particular collection is not in the Bar Ilan. But that's what he's basing it on. Okay, also the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Gittin, Ebn Ezra Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Siv Chof Ches. Okay, here he says. The Mechaber writes, Sarach Lizar Ledikduk Ledakdek Shetia Isha Shosa Shlicha Kabbalah. Right, regards to Gittin. You can point to Shliach, but the Shliach also has to be an adult. Gedola B'Shalom V'Simonim. Vim Ein Hanashim Yodas Kim Al Pia'av Tzarech Ribu Sarach Shchorz Gedolos K'Elochav Rosh Rosh Ali Karin. Again, if you're going to appoint the Shliach LeKabbalah, the woman's going to appoint the Shliach LeKabbalah to receive her get. So there, the Mechaber says, but that Shliach also has to be the girl who's going to be the woman who's going to be a shliach lekabbal also has to be an adult, and if we don't know her age other than through the father, then she has to have all the physical simonim. So again, you see that both the mechaber, the Ramor and Siman Mem Gimel Sif Beis, and the mechaber and Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Chav Ches, not only extended it to chalitza, the lack of complete reliability of the father, the lack of nemonis, that we don't rely on the father, but extended it to other areas, to sofik kedushin, to gittin as well. Okay. So now the question becomes, so one second, so in other words, in what case do we apply this lack of nemonis of the father? The Tosus and Kiddushin, Samach Gimel Bey is going over to Samach Dal and Alf, Tosus, Dimas, and Benizeb, and Yud Gimel Shana, source number 18. So the first part of Tosus, which you can look at, discusses, the Rashi seems to say that this whole discussion by the father is when the simonim are a certain way, the physical signs are a certain way, and Tosus says no, even if the physical signs aren't, but that's not the main part of Tosus I want to show. I want to show the end. Okay, look at the end of that, source 18. Okay, he talks about what if they're physically tall and so on. All right, again, those are physical issues. But then he has Od Pirishri. You see it about three lines in the bottom. Shita Acharis. Mokum Simonim Ain Tzarech Eidus Shonim. Okay, if they have Simonim, you don't need the Eidus. But the issue is as follows. Yesh Lomar. So one second. So if you don't need, the Ri is saying against Rashi, that if the physical signs are all there, so we don't care about the father's testimony. So what do we need the father at all? They have the physical simony. Listen to this. The Ri says it's an important caveat, if we assume that that's the case, is one teretz and tosis. The Ri says that the whole discussion is not on something right now. What happened was the kid ate chelev or whatever it was. And now the child certainly is a gadol. What are we relying on the father for? This happened a year ago, happened half a year ago, whatever. Okay, now the child has all the simonim, so really no question adult. But we're relying on the father's timing, as it says the Tosfos, that haya gadol kishasas haveros. The father is saying he was already bar mitzvah at the time he did the avera. Avol ein anu yodim hayolo shanim ba'osos zman osimanim ba'osos zman ba'osos neman lomar da osos zman hayolo shanim osimanim. Okay, that's the question. In other words, when we say that the father is not neman, that's regarding something, okay, which happened earlier, okay, prior to this testimony. In other words, it's some time before. And that's the question. What was the status of the child back then? He ate chalif, so he deserves whatever punishment, whatever he did wrong. Okay? And now he deserves onshe bezdin, whatever the onshin is. So the father's saying, he did, this story happened last year, and he was 13, a year and a half ago. He's already passed bar mitzvah. So that's where we don't rely on the testimony of the father. Okay? To go back to there. And then when we do rely on it, or he was makdish then. That's where the discussion of the Gemara was about. You follow? That's where the conversation was about. Do we rely on the father? So for hekdish, we will. And the child was makdish something half a year ago. Half a year ago. The father said, he was already bar mitzvah half a year ago. Right? The father's testifying what the age was back then. Okay? So that's when we have a chiluk between onshin and hekdish and so on. The implication is that if we already accepted the father's testimony, let's say half a year ago, the child was makdish something. Okay, and we accept, and the father said, yes, he's bar mitzvah. All right? So now, yes, we accepted the father's testimony because it was hektish at that time. Now, he went ahead and he violated something for which you deserve onshe bezin. Can we go back and say, well, we already accepted the father's testimony half a year ago as bar mitzvah. So that's, the Tosfos doesn't specify, but the implication of Tosfos is, in that case, we would believe. Even though lemaisa right now, we're giving the child onshe bezin, asmach what? Asmach, the father's testimony. Right? We said in the Gemara before that you don't believe the father alone to testify the age of the son. But that's what he's testifying right now. But if he already testified about something earlier, we accepted his testimony because it was, let's say it was about hektish or whatever, so then you can go ahead and punish the child now, so to speak, because of this. That's basically what comes out from Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't quite punch that out all the way. Okay, Tosfos just says this chiluk between what are we talking about, something that happened earlier, we're talking about something that happened now. Okay, in other words, that's the question. But the implication is that once we do accept the father's testimony, then we can punish the kid later on the basis of that testimony, even though it's only a few months ago, so he still looks the same, he hasn't really changed physically yet, and so on. We will believe the father. The Chassam Sofer says that mefurish in a tshuva, chiluk Eben Ezra, chiluk Beis, and Peivov. Okay. Source 19. I'm going to get a Chalitza case also. So he says, usually we need being an Edom Hayodim Zochin Yom Leidos Omamish. We have to have people who can testify about the age of this kid, so you can do Chalitza. But look at the last line. He says, Mikol Mokom, Kevon Shehechzi Kain Shelo B'Shais Mais B'Shas Mais Edos Yomama V'Hochzach Kain Haru Nemar Afil Liskol Ayodim. If we already have a testimony from the father that was accepted at the time, and therefore we have the chazok that he's now over bar mitzvah, based on the father's testimony, in a case where the father's testimony is believable, now we can even give skill on the basis of that testimony. So Chassam Sofer, that's what he takes away from that Tosfos. And Chassam Sofer is not alone. The Beis Ephraim, Chuvah's Beis Ephraim in 20, Chuvah's Beis Ephraim, Chelek Eben Ezra Siman Kuf Lamed, says the same thing. Akoponu Lamadim Yized Afal Gav Delolam Einam Loka Chehei Shnei Edim Adover Mikol Mokom Kol shekvar huchzuk inyan haYisrael pi erechad zman ma veoz hayonem itam erechad minem misurin. Right back then, we believe the father. We Tosfos says with erechad misurin. Okay, so then we count that as a vaday, and therefore if achakach ochal he ate tray for nevela whatever or chelit oboal right he committed in the isra arayis sheshaper loke the huchzuk the chazaka shehuchzuk pi erechad veoz shalohed at that time the chazaka counts. Okay? Even though at the end it turns out that the godless was only established through the one testimony. That's an important thing. And he says that's, he works out, he thinks that that's what the Rambam holds. Okay? Because sounds like, what do you mean? The Rambam, we read that Rambam before. I thought you need two Edim. He quotes the Beis Ephraim, quotes it. Okay? So he says, right. But Tzarech Lomer, look at the last three lines of the Beis Ephraim. Tohosa Mayri Liganim Bo Lefanein Lachlotz Olizgarish Al Pianoshim Amidah Anoshim right now. Shekevash on a Bo Lodal Hotzim Chazkos Al Tatrena Kiyim Beidus Ksher. That's right now. Okay, something comes up right now. Okay, b'chein ha'hu da'av eno nemon l'makos onshim yeshon d'mar b'kai gavda sh'avar aver sh'chayav malkos rotzin l'hakos ha'piav right now sh'omer shu ben yud gimel shana b'ha'am rin d'lom mehenen. But if it was believed earlier, then we're going to accept it. That's how the Beis Ephraim writes. Okay, the Pnei Yeshua, we'll leave it on. Pnei Yeshua and the Makne on that sugin kedushin. Pnei Yeshua samal dam and alf. The Makne also Emtzah Dibur, Samuel Gimel Beis, says that why? How? What about Hasra? There was price. So he said, okay, Hasra is only Gilim Osa. We don't have time for that right now. Okay, so let's move on to the Rambam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is this Kiddush only learning Tosfos even according to all the Rishonim? If he's Nemun right now, just the Pashim Shah in the Mishnah for Nadar Mecharam, sort of seeing that he's a gadol, so then let's say in a week from now, kid violates an Amir that's Kayapok.
But, well, okay. I'm not saying, I don't know if anyone argues. I'm not sure anyone does argue. Okay? I'm not saying anyone argues. I'm just saying, but Tosus put this, I mean, this is a big change in what the sugi was, the original sugi was. Right, right.
Even when
the
Amoros is on now,
I'm
still.
Yes, the truth is, the Achronim point to Rambam in a different area altogether. The Rambam, he'll look at 23, it segues into this. Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tezayin, Alachavav. The Rambam says, a general rule. It's a simple case. Rambam gives, right? You have Eidach and Misurin. So what aid says that this is chaylev, that this meat was chaylev? Okay. Now the guy went ahead and he ate it. So and there were two aidim there afterwards. And I came and said, by the way, this is chaylev. Okay. I'm not testifying. I can be possible. I'm not testifying regarding the ownership of this person. At the end, the two Edom saw. But they only know that the two Edom don't know this Chaylev Hashuman. Right? The two Edom don't know. I'm telling, I'm an Edechot. Okay? And I'm a Pusleidus, whatever, under ordinary circumstances. And I tell you, let's say, in any case, right? I mean, you know, if I'm Edechot and Bisurin, so if I go home tonight and have supper, so my wife just said to me, two Edom that she brought the meat from a kosher store. Right? Edechot and Bisurin. Right? I mean, let's say I didn't see the, I don't have to look in. I'm not going to eat my own house unless they show me the label. Okay? But most people don't do that, right? You're the wife, you're liable. Eirechad and Misurin. So, but here I have an Eirechad. The two Edom saw this guy. We saw him eat the meat on the red plate. I don't know what the meat was. And now somebody else said, I'm telling you, the meat on the Chalev's, the red plate was Chalev. So then, even though Lemaisa, that's the Rambam's Loshim, you're going to get whatever the Issa was, you'll get Malkus. How is a Loki, the Afal Pisha, Iker Issa, Eirechad. Lemaisa, the facts were established, Eirechad. So, it could be that the Rambam is like this, like you're saying. The Rambam is not talking about our case, but it's the same kind of situation. We already established facts. So then the facts remain, even though now, so it's a very, that's what the Achronim point out, this connection. The Rambam Hilchos Neziris says the same thing in 24, Perek Tes Alaf Yitzayin. The Rambam says, V'chein Eid, one Eid said, Orelechad before I Nadarta B'Neziris. I saw, one Eid says, I saw you take a Neder of Neziris. Okay, and if I argue, okay, so I'm hakosh. I didn't argue, I didn't contradict you. So then I have to act like a nozer. And if I went ahead and drank wine and became tomei in the presence of two Edom, I'm going to get punished, even though the nazirus was only established al pierecha. That's how it says in Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi in Sota Perek Bavalacha Beis in 25, right? Omer lo echad nozer ato. The Pnei Moshe explains nozer ato means shamati mechosh and adarta benazirus. I heard you say, or better still, inami shavicha hider oscha benozer b'fanai. Your father said that you didn't argue, and so on. I'm going to make you a nozer, and so on. And you didn't argue. So in such a case, the ikar edus that he's a nozer in the first place came from what? Came from an erechot. But now he went, goes ahead and he violates his nazirus. He drinks wine or whatever. He takes a haircut in front of two people, and so he's going to get whatever the onus is, right? So it's the same idea. The Maharit in Kiddushin on Tzav Beis Mabeis, which you don't have on the sheet, he brings this Yerushalmi in connection with our sugya. He doesn't link the Ri with the Rambam, which is what we're doing, right? He's saying this Rambam is like the Ri, that, you know, at least the way the Ri is understood by the Chassam Sof and the Beis Sefer that we mentioned. Okay, one last point on this. The Rosh in Kiddushin Paragimel Simen Tes also seems to hold like that. Again, you were saying before, Mary, that I don't. Many Rishonim in different ways seem to line up in that same way. You said it's another pasha. It probably is another pasha, but I'm just showing you the makaris. The Rosh and Kiddush on this sugya, Paragimel Simen Tes, Tanya Ben Izeb Ben Gimel Shana, and so on. So first he talks about the physical issue of Gresitosis, but he also says, look at the last few lines, so we need towards the end of the third to last line. V'hacha marisha of made al maisha shahoya kvar, debahi shaita hoya ben yugimel. Right? The father is saying at the time when he did this, he was already 13. The guy, and he had the simonim and so on. Okay, so that's how the Rosh looks like that also. Now, why is it that the taka, the father, has nemonis? What is the issue? And whatever he has nemonis, what's the logic behind it? So Tosa says in Kiddush and Samadam Reis, it's part of the Dilmas on Nemon Ladarim. Taimo ha'ein enemon ela b'dover shebiyado. Right? When do we say Rechman Misurin? He has some dover shebiyado, right? It's my wife can buy the meat, right? So how would I hear? So the Yeshua came with the sofa ligodel asu kedavr shviyado. Here the child's going to grow up, right? The normal thing is he does become an adult at one point, right? Physically for certain, mentally maybe later, but whatever it is, you know, the person becomes an adult physically, right? So then, mil kasha mayir ava fil echad nami. So what? Why dafka the father? And if it's going to become a god, it's going to become a god anyway, with or without the father. Right, so why is it dafka and emunah? So the father says, "It's only the av diek tvei l'daas shanav l'fisha olav mutal odiel acherim." The father pays more attention. I know I was at I brought Hashem being to many simchas of bar mitzvah. I remember exactly when the bar mitzvah was. I know when my own children. Hopefully, I know. I don't always remember the birthdays, but I always remember when the bar mitzvah was. I know my own children's age, right? So that's what the Tosfos says over there. And therefore, by the father, we said it's like biyado, since he controls it. He's going to tell people and so on. The Ritva, there in Kedushin Samadam, source 29, the Tanya, also says, Kevon, the stomach, you're the inshim, Mishnei Bonav Kamehe. Most people know how old their kids are, right? I don't know how old the neighbor's kids are. I was at the bar mitzvah, I know more or less, but my own children I know. So there's a lumdish analysis of all this, which we'll look at a little bit, Shari Yoshev, Shimon Shkop, in the Shari Yoshev, Shar Vav Perik Yud Gimel Os Reish Ayan, and this. He says a different thing altogether. It's not based on, I know we come to the Sugan Kiddush in the fourth parak. He says the whole thing is not based upon Eirach and then Misurin, but rather based upon the din of Yakir. Okay, just look back, we'll come back to Shari Yoshev and Mamish in a moment, but look at the, just turn to the next page, we'll come back to Shari Yoshev, just I spelled it out. Okay, there is a pasuk, psukim, in Parshas Kiseita, look at 31. Okay, Perak Hafal Dvarim Psukim Tezvav through Yud Zayin, right? Kisiyan Leish Tei Noshim Achas Ahuva V'Chasnua, right? The person had two wives, one he loved. Snua doesn't mean he hated her. Doesn't mean he hated her. It's a misunderstanding a little bit. Snua doesn't mean he hated her. By Leah, it says that she named him Shimon, Kivayarki Snua, but Yaakov, you know, hated her. Doesn't mean hated. Snua can mean second tier, right? Compared to the other one. It doesn't mean he hated her, literally. It doesn't mean that here either. Okay, it means that she was the secondary wife. Right, that's what it means. Papi pashtus, okay. Even the pasuk is Esav Sanesi. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't talk like that. It means it was a secondary to Yaakov. But anyway, not my issue right now. So he had two sons. The older firstborn was from, like in Leah's case, or the firstborn Reuben was from the secondary wife and so on. So pasuk is Ki Yaseh Bechor Ben Asnua Yakir. Right, their father should recognize the Bechor and give him the Pishnaim and so on. So the Gemara says in Kiddush, I don't know if he got up to it or not. It says, Tanya, Yakir Yakir El Achem, the father can declare to others, and the Mikanam of Yehuda, Neman Adam Lomer Zeb Beni Bechor. Uchshem Shneman Neman Lomer Zeb Beni Bechor, Kach Neman Lomer Zeb Beni Ben Gusha, Vezeb Ben Chalutza, Bechom Eino Neman. But they say, oh, that's the din of Yakir. And the Raman Paskin, Hilchas Nachas, Perk Bezal, Yudal, 33, Aviv La'olam, the father, the others, the mother's, Neman for a shorter period of time, and the person who the Mialad, last week said, the nurse, midwife. Also, if the father's Neman all time, because it's Yakir, that's how the Ram Hilchas Nachas writes, and Hilchas Isur Bia, Perak Tezvav, Halcha Tezvav, and Tezayin also says, based on this Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitz, these Psukim, so the father's Neman to say, Beni Zemam, Zeb Ben Gush, Ben Chalutz, and so on, that's in the Shulchan Aruch. You want to look it up, Sim Reish Ayin Zayin, see if you're based, saying Din. Now, the go back to Shimon Shkop. So he writes that the whole din of the father's neman, not Eidech Adam Misurin, and that's why it's a special din for the father. It's Yakir, okay? That just like he basically extends the Gemara. If you look in 30, right? He says Kimo. Look at the second line. Kimo Kane Hamina. Also Torah's Man Malarato. Just like he can say this one's the Bechor and this one is the Ben Gusha. He can also, we believe, the father regarding the time that this child was born, the day this child was born, and that's why it's the Afka the father. Okay, and he says the Chiddush and so on. He quotes that Shilta Gebarim I mentioned before. Again, you have time, you read it, you see the Reb Shimon sets it up. Now He says, he quoted that Shulchan Gemara, which rejected the Sefer Truma that we saw. Okay? It was actually Sefer Truma. He calls it Reish Ayin Aleph, the Trumos. So there's two different Sfarim from Rishonim. There's a Sefer Truma, a Sefer Trumos. Not the same thing, but sometimes it's mixed up. Anyway, he said that some say to Dinim Erechon and Misurin. Okay? And he says, basically, the Machlokas of, you know, of do we extend it to other things and so on, may depend. Rav Shimon wants to suggest, he says, but he sets up a lomdish machlokes. What's at the core of whether we extend what we extend the nemonis to? Again, the Gemara is very limited. It says he's nemon by hektish and the dar. He's not nemon by makimotion. So what about mamonis and what about chalitza? Another case that we had. So Rabbi Shimon says it may depend on what the mukkah of the father's reliability is. If the din in erech and the misurin is one thing, but if the din, so then we can say it's limited to, you know. But if it's a din of yakir, he says yakir can extend to other things. You know that's what he suggests, and it can extend to anything miuchasim lebein. He says, but onshin and makos, that's a din of bezdin. Onshin and makos, even with yakir, that's not enough. He says, abu inyan onshin makos enam din ala shal ben lomar shu bar onshin. Someone said, "Maisa bezdin." So now we didn't give the father the namana. So again, you read through it, you'll see. Okay, and he thinks the Rama is like Yaakov. He does acknowledge in the next page. That segues to the next part. Okay, he does acknowledge at the top of the next page. Notes Reishai and Beis Harashbah Kassel had the Eidech of the Alma Naman. The Rashbah says, guess what? It's not just the father. It's anybody. This whole Gemara, Neman, Av, and so on, is not just the father. It's anybody. I printed the Rashbah for you in the bottom of 36. Kedusha Rashbah. Kedusha Nesama Gimel Bey. Zimas Habani Zeh. Okay, he says, Maishna Av, Afilo Echad, Afilo Achad, Erechad and Misurin. He's right. If you didn't Erechad and Misurin, so what's the father? What Yichas does the father have? If it's didn't Yakir, Satake, it's the father. But if it's a din in Erechad and Misurin, Satake, anybody else? The Rashbah says, you're right. You're right, and Ekonami. It's anybody. Why did the Gemara mention the father? He said, even the father. Because I would have thought maybe the father doesn't work. Why? Because the Karov. It's a relative. So I might have thought it. They could have had a. So the Gemara gives you a Rebusa, even the father. That's the Lashon Rashbah in the Kiddush and Samuel Gimel Bey, Zimas Abinizet 36. Same thing in 37. Looks like the Kiddush Ramban there. Samuel Gimel Bey in Kiddush says it. The Tosus Rid certainly says it. Samuel Gimel Bey. So these Rishon were all the opinion. And again, not like Rav Shimon is saying that it's din and yakir. These Rishonim were all saying it's a din and erechad and misurin. Erechad and misurin. I saw the mention of the father because the father is you'll take a look. The Tosfos Reed writes the father is believed not because a rebusa the way even the father, because the truth is erechad and misurin we know applies to karov also. So you don't need why would we think otherwise? That's the Tosfos Reed gives a different reason because you mention the father because Mistame he knows better. That's all just practical. Who? Metzias, right? The Metzias are the father knows the age better than someone else does. That's why the Gemara mentioned the father. But in Echanami, it's not just the din of the father. The Mordechai also quotes like that. Yeah.
Why is there a difference between being maxed, the kid of the gadol, and being maxed, then Erecha being maxed, a piece of midas chelam? Because from the perspective of the nefaminos, of medarim haram and maxed onshin, then you could say, is this kid the nemanos of the father for a isurin or is it onshin? But from the perspective of a piece of chelam also. When you're massive the meat, so then that can have nafkaminos in any number of directions, but like Rav Paskin said, Isarasko Vedachadyosak.
Right.
And then the nafkaminos for
will fall into place.
Will come later. So why don't you say the same thing by Nemanos of the kids of Gondol?
So it could be you do. These Rishonim are saying it didn't Erech and Misurin. So whatever the rules will be, but it'll be the same thing.
Are you Makas Onchin?
Because
you're Makas Onchin. You're not being made on Makas Onchin. You're telling me.
Right, I hear you. Right, I hear. Okay, that's the thought. Right here. I hear. Maybe it should be Nemanos of everything. Either it's all or nothing. Again, see, that works. If it didn't Yakir, Tataka makes sense. Because that's what Shimon says. Because it didn't Yakir, so that ain't well the Chidusha, so to speak, right?
Right now, you're just being
masculine. Right, I understand. I hear. Okay. I thought at least the Koryakir, if you say that, then Yakir is the only thing that I'm going to get to the son, and here it's Nogir or Maisa Bezdin. But I hear. Okay. The gotcha. Good. Okay. The Mordechai also quotes, and there was a Ches there in Parak Mitzvah, a part of what we saw before. He says, it's not the father, any Adam Acher also. Okay. The only thing is, again, Mistom and Maki Mishlos, or Tremel Adam Acher. Just a Metzias question. It's an interesting. There's a tshuva in the Rashdam. Rashdam was one of the early Achronim, I think, from the Shmuel Dimodina. He was called not Marsham. That's more recent. Marash Dam. Somebody else, also early Achronim. I think he was from the Migureish. He was kicked out of Spain, I think, in 1492. From that group. Anyway, Chelek Ebenezer Simon Reish Zion. He questions and he says that. He says it, but I don't want to go into it now, but he says it could be that in a certain sense the father, the mother is even weaker. Garua Yosef, that he quotes like that from the Mara Mutenberg, doesn't understand why that would be so. Anyway, just a couple of things before I get to the last point, come around to the last the major issue that we wanted to conclude with. The Pnei Yoshua has an analysis there in Samad Adam and Aleph in Kiddushin. He wants a Mechalik, and he says that the question is, it depends, going back to what we said before, that Chilik, are we talking about projecting forward, or are we talking about looking back, you know, we're saying the father saying now Mekalon Abba, or he's saying that something that already happened. Okay, so he says, you know, 2 days in Tosis, and he says that he says in one case it's Daraisa, it's Vada, the other case on Drabanan. Okay, this it's interesting, the Ksav Sofer as a tshuva, Chelek Archaim Simon Ches, what he's talking, 42, what he's talking about is a kid wrote a pair of tefillin. Okay, very talented, and now the father testified that he, a cotton wrote a pair of tefillin. Beautiful as it may be, it's no good because it's not a bar, you know, it's a bar kshira. Okay, but the father said, you know, he was 13 at that age, so that's what the ksav sofer talking about that. And then tshuva, okay, first of all, he says this is only, he holds like those only to din of the father, dafka of nemon, and by ksivas tefillin, he says, we'll rely on the father, not on another aid, the maram shik, in a different matter. Ebenezer kuf mem zayin says the same thing. Okay, so there's a discussion about that. Now, let's come around finally to the issue of the minyan. So many of the Rishonim assume that to count them for minyan, we do believe the father. Even though it doesn't say that in the Gemara either. Okay, we do believe the father. The Chiddush Rashba, for example, 44, Kiddush and Samach Dalam Alav, Dimas of Chos Vitosis, quotes of Yitzhak of Shmuel, Dilahashim, Asari, Tenet Ava, Ein Nemonim, Dumia, the Rechman, Arachman, and Darmach Deshus. We saw that before, right? The Ritvor, rather. The Ritvor says that we saw it earlier, I just printed it again here. He says the same thing. We do rely on the father in terms of counting a kid towards a minyan. Okay, now other Rishonim don't say it as expressly, but they say it indirectly. For example, the Mordechai there in Yevamos, again, Perak Mitzvah Chalitza, Ernest Lentes 45, he quotes in the Ri that he says that the fact that the kid got an aliyah, or he davened for the Amud, that's not enough to believe, to say, oh, he's an adult regarding Chalitza. Why? The Mordechai says in the second line of 45, the Shema al Piyah Avosu, because maybe that was done based on what the father said. Meaning, that's good enough with the, again, it's indirect. He's saying it's not enough. That's how the Arzua writes also, Chelek Aleph, Hilchatz Chalitza, Semen Tov, Reish, Ayin Beis, Oz, Tes, and Yud. He says you don't believe, you can't make the jump. Okay, you can't make the jump and say, well, obviously it's a Gadol. He lay in for the Shul 2 weeks ago. Okay, so obviously a Gadol. So these were shown him, saying the Sefer HaTrumah says it also, in Semen Kuf, Lamed Gil, by Chalitza. Okay, none of those cases are good, or you can't assume that the child's an adult for Chalitza based on the fact that he lay in the Galilee, we down for an Amr, he counted him to a minion. Why not? Because maybe that was all done, Al Piyah. We said these Rishonim will say for Chalitza, Al Piyah is not good enough. But indirectly, what does it say? That for Davin of the Amr is good enough, Al Piyah. We don't make the jump. Shema Al Piyah, but for the other case, it is. Okay, so that's what it comes out. A nice summary appears in the Yamshel Shlomo, if you want to look it up in Perak Yud Beis V'Yomos, Os Chav Zayin. Okay, he also brings up, as do the Sefer Truma, about Huchzuk Beinei Hashchein. What if everybody knows, the neighborhood all knows, his kids parents, we remember when he was born, right, they all live in the same neighborhood for the last 25 years, so then we know when this one had a kid, they know, so he also says that's also something to consider, that Huchzuk Beinei Hashchein, without the parents, we know, the neighbors all know, that's also something to bear in mind. That's important to Shulchan Aruch, we look at 50, Simen Kuf Samach Tes Yud Alef. Ain't somechin minyan hashan lo al piyakom of hashan, but he says yesh omrim shim huksak bein hashchainim shalom al piyav. That's good enough. Okay, then neman alach zikub bedolim. So in terms of the specific area of minyanim, so the Shulchan Aruch writes simen nun hay of arachaim siftes 51 lo olam ukot nad shiavim beis cyrus. Okay, achashia ben yud gimel yom echad. It's be 13 and have the physical simana and the mishnah brura paskins and sivkot and memala 52 ben yud gimel shama the aviv mehemen al zevelo ishacher. We can believe the father, not somebody else. Okay, based on that sugan kedushin and that toast and so on. Then he says the father's died. The sveikah fine. The Magen Avraham brings up and seen the tough kuf ayin aleph. Okay, nukos tainis that is. It's if cotton gimel brings up where the father says something. What if the kid is very little? He's physically little. Okay, Maybe there's a difference. He says the Hachi Kamaka Shav Omer Shu Ben Yud Beis Shonim Havale Kivada Afilu Cotton Old. We can believe the father's testimony about the even the child physically small. It doesn't matter. We can believe the father also. Mishabur brings that same Sim Tufkuf Ayan Aleph Sif Hey. It's interesting. So they all assume, the Achronim will assume it's Dafka the father, not somebody else. The Pnei Yoshua has an interesting drosha. It's not printed, the whole thing is in the country's Achron, Oz Tzadi Heim Kedushim, and that's Sugin Kedushim. But at page 55, the Pasuk says, Lo Yach, Dvarim Perik, Yud Test, Pasuk Test Vav. Look at the 55. Lo Yachum Eid Echad Be'ish. So Pnei Yoshua has his own drasha. It's not a drasha. Lo Yachum Eid Echad Be'ish. One aid can't get up and say he's an ish. The father can't, but again, a drasha, just a remez in the Pasuk. Okay, and that's how the Rambam does Pasuk. We saw before Perik Beis, Alach Achav Beis, and Chasishas. You have to have Shnei Eidim Kasher V'Lahoy. There's a general rule. That's if the father doesn't know, the father doesn't say anything, right? In other words, the father, if in the absence of the father, can somebody else testify? We assume no, unless it's two people, two Eidim, both say, "I know." We're at the bar mitzvah and so on. There's another tshuva of the Marashdam that printed the Mamash at the end at 57. Chelak Eben Ezra Siman Test discusses what if we don't know the father didn't say anything now? He's not here now, but they remember that 3 years ago. Okay, there was something happened in the shul. It's a whole story. A guy was chosen Torah, whatever. So if the father said, "Hey, my son's 10 years old." So everybody remembers the father said 10 years old. It was 3 years ago. Simple. They all remember that this guy was chosen Torah 3 years ago. Okay, and that's when the father made a big announcement. It was the son's 10th birthday party. So now can we say that that's enough? Well, now it's 3 years later. So obviously he's 13. Is that the father never said he was 13. Father 3 years ago said he was 10. That's what he discussed. That's what he's not so sure. Lastly, I'll just mention the machlokas achronim. That's all with regards to the father. What about the kid himself? Okay, he asked the kid. Are you bar mitzvah? That comes up sometimes too. He asked the kid himself. The father's not there. So that's a little bit of machlokas achronim. The Rebbe Huda, Chelek Eben Ezra, Madur Kama, Chelek Eben Ezra, Mem Aleph, he says, Omnu Ludaiti, Manar Yomer, Shaborili, Shekvar Hevi, Shtei Soros. And he doesn't say about the age, but he says he knows he's old enough to be counted as bar mitzvah physically. So Nemanu, he does believe it. Because we find in the Gemara, sometimes you may remember this, that a child can believe. When he's an adult, he can believe what he saw as a kid. He saw this guy do Hezek, he saw that. So he wants to bring a raya from there. The Beis Meir and the Tshuva disagree. It's not on the pages because it's not on the computer. The Tzofnas Paneach, the Raga Chover, Hilchos Nedarim, Perikot Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam, the Raga Chover disagrees. He says, V'nira li, the Ritzon Tzorch Shanu Neda, Shem Kachachach Shanim, Aval Amiris Atzman Lomahani. So Machlokas Achronim, whether the kid himself counts. The minute of the world is you do ask the kid, and that's what Rav Avad Yosef justifies. 60. Tshuva Yabia Omer Chelak Dal Chelak Arachaim Siman Yud. The tshuva begins. Amarati Vesbonin Kibedin Nemonis Hanar Lomar Shukvar Bar Mitzvah Letzarfa Lekadosh Lekdusha. Our question he has that deals with many issues. These only drop button anyway. There are all kinds of things. He says he now dover Barisha Av Neman Lomar Benosh Shubin Yud Gimel Shana Vemechad. That we know. We see quotes the Mordechai. There's all these things that we quoted already. Okay, I mean, Kedarka Bekodesh Ravadia has all the relevant sources. Okay, plus many others. But then the Chalitza is different. I mean, it says, but he says that the father's believable. What about look at the end of that first paragraph? Ulam im af echad mesvam lo shama kena pniyah, but nobody heard the father. Barak hanar atzma omer shamali the gimel son. But the kid himself says. He said, not so sure we should rely on that by itself. Okay? But we saw him put on tefillin. We know some kids put on tefillin before bar mitzvah, right? The month before, sorry, 3 months before, somebody quotes the Shulchan by Sfardim even earlier sometime. They don't hear Sfardim? I don't know. Okay, but they put it even earlier because it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, at the very end, so a 60 O Zion and that the Tshuva. Zos Taurus Ha'olah, Chatchila, Hecha de Efsher, Ein Lisma Ha'edas Hanar Atzmal. Chatchila should not rely on the kid himself. Shomer Shepar Mali Yigimel Shomer Echad, and Atzvichim Lishmo Zos Mipia Av. You have to hear from the father, Shomer Cain. Omi Pia Noshim Sheshomu Me'av Cain. Other people say, yeah, we know the father said it. Vim E Efsher Lechazar Acher, Ish Acher Machmas Taurus Ha'tzibur. But if there's some other pressing matter, again, he had gone through in the whole rest of the Tshuva, the whole davening, the baruch, the Rabbanon, anyway, that you need a minion. Anyway, so he says, you can, be the evidence. But, umiu ain lismoch, this is important, ain lismoch alidusa atzmo leri lifnei ha'tevel l'shlif tzibur. You want to rely on the kid himself that he's bar mitzvah, so no choice, like we started the case, you're a Newark Airport, wherever you are, there's 10 people, including this kid, and the father's not there, the kid says, I'm bar mitzvah. So Rav Avadya said, okay, but the evidence, you have no other choice, so you can rely on it, okay, but not so far as to let the kid be the chazan, and daven the yomer, okay. You'll see, I feel back right, okay? Ella and Cain, Shama came to Farish, but be Aviv Shalanar. Unless the father, then you can do it. Then if the crowd is all not observant people, not people who are able to do chazan, this kid knows how to do it. He's stuck again, then you can do it also. But that's only with the Ebbetzah. Huh? Well, again, when the kid is fully, you can see he's fully physically developed and big and is everything else. Okay, thank you for listening. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
Just leave